What mode of transportation does Mashiach take? How does Mashiach get around? So for those with familiarity with Tanakh, they'll know that Mashiach's vehicle of choice is a donkey. Why does Mashiach drive in a donkey? And what's the significance of this? So in the second sicha of Parshas Vayishlach, in Likutei Sichos, Chelek Aleph, which is fundamentally a sicha about Yud Tes Kislev, which generally falls out in conjunction with Parshas Vayishlach, the Rebbe discusses the symbolic meaning of Mashiach's going around on a donkey. And we'll learn that although it may be the case that Mashiach will drive on a literal donkey, we'll only know when Mashiach actually comes, that Mashiach's donkey is a symbolic teaching. It symbolizes something about Mashiach, which we can also actionably take into our own lives as we ready the world for a messianic state. In this year, we're going to explore the text of the Sicha inside, following the original Yiddish. The Rebbe says, in the Medrash Tei, this is the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, on Parshas Vayishlach, where Yaakov tells Esav, Vayhili Chamar, I've had a donkey, that the Medrash tells us that symbolically, Yaakov is letting Esav know that he's ready for Mashiach. So the Medrash tells us, V'chamor zeh melech ha-Mashiach. This donkey that Yaakov takes, that Yaakov has, that he advertises to Esav, is a reference to the king Messiah. Is it verstandig? V'arvaset Yaakov v'yamazen digul ha-sida in dem inyin v'chamor dafke. Why is it specifically that Yaakov symbolized the future redemption by appealing to a donkey? The Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, Perek Chilek, which is the Perek which discusses in Yonigul Mashiach, it's starting on Daft Sadi Amid Aleph in Sanhedrin. So the Gemara there in Chilek tells us, Ksiv Aru im Anon Ishmael, as Mashiach with Kum and Durach HaVolkin. It says that Mashiach will arrive on a cloud. That's at least how it seems from Daniel Perek Zayin. However, it says in Sefer Zechariah, Perek Tes, Halacha Tes, that Mashiach, who is tzaddik v'noi shahu, Mashiach, who is righteous and a savior, is oni v'reichev al chamor, he is a pauper riding on a donkey, v'al ayir ben asoynes, and on a young donkey foaled by a she-donkey. So according to the pasuk in Zechariah, Mashiach is a pauper riding on a donkey. So the Gemara explains that the Gemara resolves the apparent contradiction between the two scriptural sources by saying, Zochu imanon ishmayo lezochu oni v'reichev al chamor. If the Jewish people are meritorious, then how will Mashiach manifest? He'll manifest driving on a cloud. And if the Jewish people are not meritorious, the Mashiach will drive on a donkey. So we're going to see that, as the Rebbe often does, the Rebbe is going to explain these midrashim might be meant to be taken literally, but more fundamentally, the more fundamental perush of these midrashim, of these tzukim, is to understand what does the chamor symbolize and what does the cloud symbolize. And we're also going to see that zachu may not just mean merit, but that might have a symbolic interpretation as well. So now the question is, the Rebbe says, that we know that according to Hasidus, is leit dem, it consists with Gemara, noch mer shver. The interpretation is more difficult. As das was Yaakov is given great to the girl Asida, is doch was given mitzat, der shlim was von seiner voida zachu. The fact that Yaakov was ready, that Yaakov was prepared for the future redemption, is because Yaakov in his own right had reached perfection in his own service of Hashem, in his own worship. So as a result of Yaakov achieving shleimus, achieving perfection, his own worship, he was holding at a place of Mashiach. So he was in the state of zachu, of merit. In Sarvastam Ram is given Mashiachin, nithin in fun onon, nor dem in fun reichel achamardavke. So if it's the case that Yaakov himself was in a state of zachu, in a state of merit, in a state of perfection, why did he symbolize to Esav the idea of Mashiach by means of a donkey and not by means of a cloud, which symbolizes the higher level of Mashiach? The cloud symbolizes the higher level of Mashiach. In Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer state, as their chamor was state by Mashiachim, oni v'reich bal chamor, is thus a zel b'chamor was state by Moshe Rabbeinu v'arkivim ala chamor. On the zel b'chamor was state by Avraham Avinu v'yachavosh es chamor. So in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, Perek Lamed Aleph, Rabbi Eliezer makes an interesting claim. He says that we see Chamor, the donkey, showing up many times in Tanakh. And he says that the Chamor, you might think the donkeys in question are different donkeys, but he draws an association between the Chamor from Sefer Zechariah, the Chamor from Sefer Shemos, and the Chamor from Sefer Bereishis. One Chamor we meet in Sefer Bereishis is the Chamor of Avram Avinu. It says that when Avram was on his way to Akedah, Avram wakes up early in the morning and he saddles his donkey. Then in Sefer Shemos, in Parsha Shemos, we learn that when Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to travel to Mitzrayim to redeem the Jewish people, it says that he puts his wife and his children upon the donkey. And finally, in Sefer Zechariah, we learn that Gili Ma'od Basiyin Hari Bas Yerushalayim Hine Malkech Yove Loch Tzadik V'Lei Shehu Oni V'Reichav Al Chamor, that Mashiach is coming and he is a pauper riding on a donkey. But the point is, in all three of these contexts, we meet a donkey. Says Pirkei D'Abliezer that the donkey in question is all the same donkey. Now, on the face of it, this seems very strange. Maybe after hearing this medrash in Pirkei D'Abliezer, people will say Pirkei D'Abliezer is absurd, and they might have to start having big tzveikas in emunah, because after all, the donkey from Avraham Avinu's time to Moshe Rabbeinu's time would have had to live several centuries, and how much more so it would have had to live at least 300 years to get from Avraham Avinu to Moshe, if not longer. And certainly the Chamor of the Melech HaMashiach, that same donkey would have had to have been around for over 3,000 years. So how could it be that you have a 3,000-year-old donkey who is the same donkey that Avram uses and the same donkey that Mashiach will ride on? So the Rebbe tells us that clearly this is not the way that you're meant to understand the Medrash. That we're not talking about a biological identity between one donkey who lives a very long life and shows up in different places. But rather, this donkey is a symbolic donkey. So the interpretation of the Medrash is rather as follows. Those tastes of Avram, Meshin, Meshichin, Zayin, Hemshich, von den Zelbein. What the Medrash means to tell us is that Avram, Moshe, and Mashiach are all a continuation of the same idea. They're all parts of a process of redemption. Avram at Ungohi bin Shnei Alafim Teir. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah carves up history into three eons. The two millennia of Tayu, the two millennia of chaos, the two millennia of Teira, and the two millennia of Mashiach. And there it tells us that Avram is the beginning of the two millennia of Teira. Moshe Rabbeinu mekabel given the Torah Misenu un ibrigi geben to Kol Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu receives the actual Torah from Har Sinai and transmits it to the entire Jewish people. And Hagam, their pasuk for Yekiv Mamalcham Alechamor, is gizok given far matan Torah. Although it's the case that we're saying that the Hamor of Moshe is a reference to the reception of the Torah, and we meet Moshe and the donkey as Moshe is taking his family to Egypt far before Matan Torah happened, many years before Matan Torah. But that donkey actually shows up in the context of preparing for Yetzias Mitzrayim, which Yetzias Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt, is itself a preparation for the giving of the Torah. The Yishtet, as we learn, Beitziach, Esa'om, Mitzrayim, Tavnas Elikim, Al Hohar Hazeh. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu by the vision of the burning bush that when you take the Jewish people out of Egypt, they will serve Hashem on this mountain. Meaning to say that the whole narrative of Moshe Rabbeinu going down to Mitzrayim on the donkey is all part of the process of Matan Torah. So we see that Avram's donkey is associated with Shnei Alafim Torah, and Moshe's donkey is associated with Matan Torah. The point being that there is a process of Torah's revelation, and the two donkeys are a symbol of different steps along the revelation. So we say that both Moshe and Avraham are riding on the same donkey. It means that they're members of the same process, but not necessarily that they literally took the identical animal. Und der Tag des Matan Torah And the ultimate objective of Matan Torah, of the giving of the Torah, will be achieved. Fitness Galaver, that shall be revealed Durich Melech HaMashiach, through the King Mashiach. So it means that Mashiach rides on the same donkey, that Mashiach is a member of the same process. From this vegan, nonetheless, is the Achiluk Tzushin Dem Shimush, Fun Avram Chamor, and the Mashimush and Mashin Bees, Dem Shimush Fun Mashiach. We're going to see that the way in which Avram, Moshe, and Mashiach use the donkey is different. The narrative in Tanakh about the way these great tzaddikim use the donkey is different. And that symbolizes different things. So what do we see? We see by Avram in state, as the Mchamaret genutz, if den etzim umachelis. What does Avram use the donkey for in the narrative of the Akedah? He puts the tools for the Akedah upon the donkey. He puts the firewood upon which he'll burn Yitzhak, and the knife with which he planned on slaughtering Yitzhak. Erele mit seinen Orim, seinen Gegangen zu Fuß. Avram and his entourage, they traveled to Har Moriah to sacrifice Yitzhak on foot, and they put their tools, their implements for the sacrifice upon the donkey. Nor the Eitz Macheles, Yonav as helfen zu dem Menschen, hat er weg like if Nechamar. The things that he would use to help them, they put upon the donkey. By Moshe Rabbeinu state, by Yikach Sish Tevetz Bonam, by Yivim Al Chamor, Ish Teo Bonam Zayin Nasach Nenter to mention, the Eitz Macheles. By Moshe Rabbeinu we learn that he took his wife and his children and put them upon the donkey. Somebody's wife and children are clearly a lot closer to a person than are their tools. They're more identified with the person than the person's tools. And we see this from Torah. With respect to one's wife, it says that one's wife is ezer kenegdai, that spouses are in a relationship of helping one another. And then the Gemara in Brachas tells us that ishtoi kegufay damya, that a person's wife is considered like their own body. There's a certain physical identity between a man and wife. And also with respect to one's children, we learn that b'ro karedavu, the Gemara Masechas Eirvin tells us that a child is considered an extension of the father. Vasyerich is a nidukat tail from the mention of that in one's thigh is part of oneself. It's a lower part of oneself, and it's not their highest expression of self. It's not their head, but nonetheless, it's a part of their body. By Mashiach in state, on Yivrechav al Chamor, Mashiach alein vet zain Yivrechav al Chamor. By Mashiach, it says that Mashiach is a pauper riding on a donkey. Mashiach himself will ride the donkey. So what the Rebbe has done thus far is the Rebbe has set up this idea that the donkey represents a tool, represents the vehicle which both Avram, Moshe, and Mashiach use in order to get to the Geula, in order to reveal Torah. Meaning Avram is the first beginning of this revelation of Torah, and Mashiach is the ultimate realization of Torah, and Moshe is a very important stage in the revelation. And then in terms of the way they use the donkey, the Rebbe has set up the structure within the narrative of Torah. We see that Avram only puts his tools on the donkey, so that's a less of a close relationship with the donkey. Moshe Rabbeinu puts his children, his wife, upon the donkey, but he himself is not on the donkey. So there we see that there's a much closer relationship between Moshe and the donkey, but he himself is not on the donkey. And finally, Mashiach himself rides the donkey, and that symbolizes the closest, most intimate relationship with the donkey. But what does that mean for us? What does that mean symbolically? What does that mean spiritually? The Rebbe is about to explain. The idea of using and riding a donkey is was durch dem can come der Mensch mit seinen Jahren in an Ort was mit seiner Höchkeit oder Weitkeit kann man on dem Chamor nicht zu kommen ahin. The idea of using a donkey, what a donkey symbolizes, is that you use a donkey to get somewhere if given the place's distance or given the difficulty of the terrain, you yourself would not be able to get there. A donkey has much more stamina than a human. A donkey is able to travel for much further distances than a human would be able to on their own. And a donkey is also able to traverse more difficult terrain than a human would be able to. So you use a donkey as a vehicle to convey you to a place you would not be able to get to on your own. The same applies with respect to the spiritual idea of riding a donkey. So we'll see that riding a donkey, the fact that Mashiach rides a donkey, does not necessarily mean that when Mashiach comes to town, Mashiach will come to town on a donkey. It could be that Mashiach will come to town in a simple car. The idea of riding the donkey is a spiritual symbol. How so? The idea of the chamor, the idea of the donkey, symbolizes matter. It symbolizes physicality. It symbolizes corporeality. As Baal Shem Tov taught in a teaching of Parshas Mishpatim with respect to the pasuk, Kisira chamor soynacha revit tachas masai, when you see the donkey of your enemy crouching under its load, and this is brought in several places. In Likutei Sichas, if you've been following the shiurim for Likutei Sichas throughout the course of the year, the Rebbe brings this up in Chilek Aleph for Parshas Chayesara, a long discussion of Baal Shem Tov's Taich on Kisira Chamor Soynacha, what exactly it means that the donkey is corporeality. So we're not going to get into that now, but we're not going to get into the Baal Shem Tov's Taich of Kisira Chamor Soynacha now, but we will discuss more this idea of the donkey symbolizing Choymer, symbolizing matter, symbolizing physicality. Does taste. So what does it mean to ride upon a donkey, spiritually speaking, symbolically speaking? Durch is edlin oisleiter in the chumris and gashmias, through refining and illuminating matter and physicality, kemen sukumin un oifoy ben sich zu azam adrega was dem des schauen mit seit atzma kana hin nit zukumen als wie steht rav tvus bekach shor. Through engaging the physical world, the neshama is able to achieve a spiritual rank. It's able to achieve certain levels of apprehension and certain degrees of power that it would not be able to achieve if it merely remained in a purely spiritual state. And that's the meaning of the pasuk in Mishlei, which tells us be'ein alofim evus bar. In the absence of oxen, the trough is clean. V'rav tvuas b'kayach shor. But with the power of the ox, you're able to extract a lot of grain. Meaning to say, if you never get down and dirty, if you never engage in the world, if you're not a person who is ready to take risks, then everything will be clean. You're not going to have any problems on the one hand. But on the other hand, you will not accomplish anything. Only through utilizing the power of the ox, only through utilizing the power of the animal, and here using the power of the inner animal, engaging with the animal, engaging with the physical, is a person able to achieve that much more. In the Zeiten from Avraham Avinu, in Avraham Avinu's times, they're unfang from the Shnei Alpayim Torah, the beginning of the two millennia of Torah, thus haste, and unfang from their Avayda, the beginning of the process of revealing the work of the spiritual path of Torah in the world. Physicality and matter could not yet elevate the person himself. Their geshem alein is noch nit geworden kedusha. Physicality itself had not yet become holy. Physicality itself had not yet been suffused by holiness. As explained in many places, as noch given the gezeira from the Yerimiliyardu. The Medrash Shmeis Rabba, which is the Medrash which the Rebbe likes to quote a great deal in the Kutei Sichas, discusses a travel restriction between the provinces of Syria and Rome that existed in ancient times. And the rule was that Bnei Surya L'Yerdu L'Raymi, the people in the province of Syria may not descend to Rome because Syria is geographically situated above Rome. And the inhabitants of the province of Rome are not allowed to ascend to Syria. Yeah, so this idea of a travel restriction is a symbol for a divorce, a symbol for a disconnect between the higher and lower realms of holiness, meaning this world and the world of spirituality, the world of matter, the world of form, the world of spirituality, and the world of physicality. And similarly, before Matan Torah, the Medrash tells us, spirituality did not suffuse physicality, and physicality could not be elevated to spirituality. And that explains why it is that Avram only puts the wood and the knife on the donkey, but he doesn't put anything else on the donkey. Meaning to say, Eret yikent poil zayn mer nit vien di zachen velich helfen zu. Eitz macheles, as durich le ervoida, von mevarez and dem geshem, zon zayn jener zayt zu helfen zu kudusha. He was able to elevate the instruments which he would use for holiness, such that in some time, at some time in the future, they would help holiness. Meaning to say that Avram engaged in a lot of spiritual work in the world, but that spiritual work was only a preparation for a time when spirituality would be able to suffuse physicality. So that's the symbolism of putting the knife and the wood on the donkey. The knife and the wood symbolize this preparatory stage of engaging in sanctification of the world, but that there has not yet been full sanctification of the chamor, full sanctification of the donkey, of materiality. By Moshe Rabbeinu, in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, is durchin chamor, through the donkey, gevaren aliyah, in the inyonim atachtonim for the mention ali. There was an elevation through, by using physicality, in a person themselves. Varum, because nach gos mitzrayim matantera, is gevaren azikuch, oich in chaymer fin velt. After the exodus from Egypt and Mount Terah, there was a clarification and elevation of the world's physicality. Bees as their geshem alein vert kedusha durich their mitzvah, to the point that physicality itself became sanctified, became holy through the act of mitzvahs. Und wie es ist bewusst der Unterschied zwischen Farm Anter und Nachman Anter. As it's well known, the difference between before Ma'anteria and after Ma'anteria. Far Ma'anteria, before Ma'anteria, is the Geshem nit given kein kli velcha for einzich zet mit ruchlias. Physicality was not a vehicle which could become unified with spirituality. Und die Aveda, und bashtanin, nor in dem as die Welt soll nit benaget sein. Und afilum besayet zu dem schachasai die Aveda. Aber es der Geshem allein bepimiusei zolveren kdusha, das givarin al yedei ma'anteria. Before ma'anteria, the objective was that you wanted to make sure the physicality would not oppose spirituality. And you might have even wanted to make it such that physicality would aid spirituality. But it was not the case that physicality itself could become sanctified, could become holy. Meaning, let's say, for example, the act of eating meat. Now, after Matan Torah, if one would have eaten, say, the meat of a korban, that meat, that act of eating meat is a sanctified act. Whereas, before Matan Torah, the meat might help you engage in Avodas Hashem, it'll give you strength for Avodas Hashem, but that itself is not a sanctified act. The act of eating the meat itself is not a sanctified act. An example of physicality helping spirituality, but not itself being sanctified, we see as Zaydi by the Maklis Rehotim from Yaakov. We learn in Parshas Vayetze that Yaakov was busy watering love on sheep, and he was engaged in stripping away the bark from the staves that he would set up by the canals, set up by the watering troughs that he would water the sheep by. So Zayar tells us that Durich der Avayda from Maklis Rehotim is nimshach giverin and or as zayvi durch the mitzvah tefillin. That through the act of setting up these staves and engaging in the animal husbandry of mating the sheep and causing the sheep to drink from the troughs, Yaakov was engaging in a spiritual service, in a spiritual mode of worship that manifested a similar thing to whatever putting on tefillin manifests. Abris is nit given a primus of a klita, but this was not in interior form. Whatever spiritual energy Yaakov drew down did not permeate the objects that he used in order to draw down spiritual energy. The haraya and the proof that the spiritual energy which Yaakov manifested did not permeate physicality is, as noch der Aveda is nit geblieben kein or in the maklis. The maklis, the staff that Yaakov used, were no longer a dover shebekdusha, did not become transformed into a holy object, unlike tefillin, which do become a dover shebekdusha, which should become a holy object by the designation as tefillin. While ichfir does not given by their klita v'sachtus. And the reason why the maklis did not become, these staves did not become darush of kedusha after Yaakov did the act of tefillin, was because in the process of using the maklis to manifest tefillin energies, the maklis themselves were not transformed into inherently holy objects. Aber, however, noch matan teira, as mentuta mitzvah mitn geshem, after the giving of the Torah, we do a mitzvah in the physical world with a physical object. The physical object itself becomes holy. This is meaning to say, the world's physicality, it becomes a vehicle, a channel for divinity. But nonetheless, is the ali given mernit vin the chalakim matachtonim shel adam ishtei kigufi ubanav bees in the kirchas agluyim for the neshama shiyorg lamata vin slav shabaguf. So although it's the case that after matan Torah we are able to elevate physicality, but we're only able to elevate the lower parts of our physical existence. The higher parts of our spiritual self still remain untouched by physicality. Our deeper levels of consciousness remain untouched by physicality, but we're able to uplift the physical things that we meet and that we engage in. And that's symbolized archetypally by Moshe putting his wife and his children on the donkey. His children symbolize a less mature human. And then archetypally, masculine versus feminine symbolizes physicality versus spirituality. So the feminine is an archetype for the human as the human manifests in a physical sense. And the masculine is an archetype for the human as the human manifests in a spiritual sense. So the feminine archetype, the female, the worldly part of the human, is on the donkey. The worldly part of the human gets elevated by engaging in the physical world. However, the more spiritual part of the human does not get elevated by engaging in the physical world, even after Matan Torah. Abrin bias haMashiach. However, when Mashiach comes, that zich oiftan a tifer inyan, a much deeper elevation will take place. Oni v'reichiv al hachamar. Mashiach will be a pauper riding on a donkey. Es vet zich antflaken nimayla von guf ibrid nishama ishas chayal atheres bayla. In the future to come, the virtue of the body will be manifested as greater than the virtue of the soul. And that's the meaning of what we say in Eish HaShchayil. The Eish HaShchayil is a teres bayla, that she's the crown of her husband, that the feminine archetype will be shown to be greater than the masculine archetype. It'll be seen that spirituality, or that Hashem's essence, is most strongly felt within the physical world and not within spiritual experience. Afilu in chaya yechida shebenefesh, even in the subconscious element, which is referred to as chaya, of the consciousness, and the yachida, the singularity of the consciousness, which refers to the core identity of ourselves, which the Rebbe explains permeates all other levels of consciousness. So then, in the times of Mashiach, v'etzich oiftan aliyah durchin beirufun dem chamor. Through clarifying physicality, through elevating physicality, we will even find that our subconscious and our very core self are elevated. And why is that? Because in Bias HaMashiach, in the coming of Mashiach, Hashem will reveal the true source of the created being. Thus, the Amitus from Yesh HaNivra is their Yesh Amiti, that the true source of the created being comes from the true being. Therefore, is durich beir hachoymer, through clarifying, through uplifting matter, physicality, beir yesh hanivra, clarifying and elevating the created being, there will also be a clarification and elevation of the core soul. So this point requires a little bit of explanation. In Chassidus, the word yesh means being, but it can also often be translated as ego. The idea is that we as humans have a sense of independent existence. A human is a very egotistical creature. Psychological studies show that a human sees themselves as the main character of their lives. We conceptualize our lives as a life in which we are the center of the universe. We are the hero of reality. Now, of course, if we reflect on that, we know that that's absurd. But nonetheless, that is how humans naturally conceptualize the world. You see this even by small children. Small children think that they're the center of the universe, and it takes them a long time to learn that they are not. But even still, this childish perspective is one that we often retain throughout our entire lives. And furthermore, the world itself seems as if there's nothing animating it. For example, if you have something which is plugged into an outlet, and it only functions when it's plugged into the outlet, you're able to tell that this thing's power is coming from the outlet. But let's say you have an iPhone, or alternatively, let's say you have something which is connected to Wi-Fi. So there, it's not necessarily clear that the thing is connected to a source, meaning it's connected to Wi-Fi. We know that it's connected to Wi-Fi, but somebody who's not familiar with the concept of Wi-Fi might think that this machine is able to connect to the internet invisibly. Now, once the Wi-Fi connection is taken away, then we understand that the machine's ability to connect to the internet is contingent on Wi-Fi, it's derivative on Wi-Fi. But until that connection is taken away, it seems as if the machine just has the inherent ability to connect to the internet. So in a similar way, this world seems as if it's inherently standing. It doesn't seem to necessarily be anything at first glance when you look at the world, which is accounting for the world's existence. A major theme in the Rebbe's Torah, and this is already based on the Amar of the Tzemach Tzedek, and it's based on a teaching of the Alter Rebbe in the fourth section of Tanya in Igeres Chof, is that the reason why the world seems to have the sense of independent existence, and the reason why humans have the sense of radical egotism, of independent existence, is because the human and the world are products of Hashem's very essence. And as a result, since Hashem's very essence is present in the human being, since Hashem's very essence is present in the world, as a result, we feel a sense of independence because Hashem is an entity, is a being who inherently, essentially exists. If you'd like to understand the metaphysical argument of this claim, you could look at the Biurim for Tanya Igeres HaKadosh, Igeres Chof. But for our purposes, the idea is that now, Bizmana Golos, in the time of exilic consciousness, of exilic awareness, we might get caught up in the exteriority of the world or the exteriority of our own ego, of our own sense of being. But the inyan of Mashiach is that we'll understand, that we'll be able to perceive Hashem's essence as Hashem's essence is present in the world, Hashem's essence as Hashem is present within us, and we'll see that by fully engaging in the world, or by fully engaging with ourselves, and not trying to limit our self-engagement or limit our engagement with the world, if we engage in the world in a proper, positive, uplifted way, through that we can achieve a much greater connection with Hashem than if we ran away from the world and if we ran away from the body. People were for many years, and some people today, are of the opinion that by sequestering oneself in the house of Torah and Tefillah all day long for one's entire life, that's the ultimate way of achieving connection with Hashem. What Chassidus tells us is that the true vision, the messianic vision, is one where we are fully embodied, where we are fully engaged with ourselves, mind and body, we're fully engaged with the world, and we're able to perceive the divine substance which is present within the world. That's the messianic vision. And now the Rebbe ties back the explanation that we've said to this idea that we saw in Chazal, that if the Jewish people are zeiche, if they're meritorious, then Mashiach will show up on a cloud. And if they're not meritorious, then Mashiach will show up on a donkey. So the Gemara there in Sanhedrin seems to be talking in punitive terms, manners of reward and punishment. If you've been good, then Mashiach will show up on a cloud. And if you behaved poorly, then Mashiach will show up on a donkey. But the Rebbe says, no, it's actually a little bit deeper. Das is euch, the remez, the Maimer Ezel, zachu manu shmaya li zachu anivrecha al-chamar. That if the Jewish people are in a state of zachu, Mashiach will arrive on a cloud. And if they are not zeiche, if they're not meritorious, they're not in a state of zeiche, then he will show up on a donkey. Zachu. What does zachu mean? Durich der avoda in dvarim zachim veruchniim, through service of Hashem, through worship, by engaging with lofty and spiritual things, say like Torah and Tefillah. Vetzayin in anonishmaya, Mashiach will come through the clouds of the heavens. Meaning to say, Agiloi b'derech or yoshar milmaila lemata, that Hashem will reveal Himself to us in a direct way. There will be a revelation from above to below. The mashal given for this is passive reception, that you're receiving something from above, something which you did not necessarily work for, and very often this can be the experience of Limud HaTorah, particularly if the Limud HaTorah is easy for you, then the very act of Limud HaTorah feels as if Hashem is just giving you inspiration, Hashem is shining light upon you. What does Loy Zachu symbolize? Oyb di Avodah is an inyon velechazayim nochnit. If one's spiritual service is focused on things which are not yet illuminated, das heis, meaning to say, in yonim gashmim v'chomrim, one's spiritual work is primarily focused on physical and material things. And a person clarifies and refines them, demot v'tzayim v'giloy fun oni v'chaval chamar. That allows one to achieve the revelation of the pauper riding upon the donkey, which is der giloy bederech or chayzer milmat lamayla, the revelation of the light that returns, the refracted light from below to above. As durich in chamor vet men tsukum in an art vosti neshama mitzad atzma ken hinith tsukum, which through the donkey the neshama is able to enter, it's able to arrive, to come to a place that it itself would not be able to independently come to. This idea of Or Chayzer means the light which comes from below, the light which returns. And the idea here is that if a person is in a dark place, a person's in a place where it takes a lot of effort to achieve a feeling of Ruchnius, it takes a lot of effort to achieve a feeling of elevation, and they work very, very hard for that place, there's a certain virtue in that light, a certain virtue in that spiritual illumination. So we're saying here is that if a person engages in the physical world, let's say a person engages in business, they engage in child rearing, they engage in eating, they engage in making Jewish events, all these things don't seem to be related to the pure illumination of Torah and Tefillah, but they engage with the hard, difficult physical world, and they perceive light and spirituality within that experience. That is, in a certain sense, a much higher revelation than is the revelation that you get through direct Torah and Tefillah. And thus is was Yaakov at Kizok vayihi li shor vachamar. That's what Yaakov meant to say when he said that I have an ox and a donkey. Mitzad zan zayin avayda, from the perspective of Yaakov's own spiritual service, dafkin mit lovanin, specifically through his work with Lavan, sumavar zayin, didvorim agashmim vachomrim, where Yaakov uplifted and clarified the physical and material things, is er given great zum hechsten giloy von oni v'rechav al chamar. Yaakov was spiritually ready for the highest revelations of the pauper riding on the donkey. Yaakov was already personally holding at a personal state of Mashiach. And just to take a step back to the shor, as we said, symbolizes v'rav tvuas b'keich shor. There's much power that can be elicited, much grain that can be elicited through the power of the ox. So both by the shor and the chamor, Yaakov is referring to his engagement with the physical world. And he's saying that specifically through his time with Lavan, through his total immersion in the physical world, as opposed to his time of total immersion in spirituality in the Yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever, or the immersion in spirituality that he had when he was in Be'er Sheva, specifically through his immersion in the physical world, was Yaakov ready for Mashiach, because Mashiach is about seeing the spirituality, seeing the elevation that exists within the physical. Let's summarize this sicha. What mode of transportation will Mashiach take? How will Mashiach get around? So for those who are familiar with Tanakh, they'll know that we learn in the Navi Zechariah that Mashiach's vehicle of choice is a chamor. Mashiach drives on a donkey. Now, does this mean that Mashiach will literally drive on a donkey? Well, we won't know till Mashiach actually comes. But the Rebbe explains in a sicha for Paras Vayishlach in the Kutta Sichas Chilak Aleph that the donkey is actually symbolic of something much deeper and something practical for our own lives and something which will give us a deeper insight into what Mashiach is all about. But first, let's put two more sources on the table. At the beginning of Paras Vayishlach, Yaakov tells Esav, Vayihi li shor v'chamor. I have had an ox and a donkey, and we're going to see that both the ox and the donkey have some connection to Mashiach. And then the Gemara in Perek Chelek and Maseches Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadiches tells us that Zachu ba'anone Shmaya, if the Jewish people are in a state of Zachu, if they're meritorious, the Mashiach shall come on a cloud, like it says in Sefer Daniel. But if loy Zachu, if the Jewish people are not meritorious, then on Yivrecha Valchamor, Mashiach will manifest, Mashiach will come to us as a pauper riding on a donkey. Here again, the Rebbe wants to understand what is the symbolism, what's behind this idea of Mashiach riding on a cloud versus Mashiach riding on a donkey. So in order to answer this, the Rebbe calls our attention to a teaching in Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, Perek Lamed Aleph, where there we learn that in Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, that the same donkey that Avram took to Akedas Yitzchak is the same donkey that Moshe Rabbeinu took to take his family to Mitzrayim in order to effect Tzias Mitzrayim. And that's the same donkey that's referred to in Zechariah Perek Tes that Mashiach will ride upon. This seems like a very perplexing teaching. Is it really possible for a donkey to live for 3,300 years? Is this one of our Ikrei Emunah? Perhaps people hear about a donkey that lives for 3,300 years, they'll begin to have Sfeikas and Emunah. Is it possible that a donkey could live that long? So Rebbe explains that this idea of it being the same donkey does not mean that there's an identical animal which was ridden upon by both Avram, Moshe, and Mashiach, but rather that the donkey symbolizes that Avram, Moshe, and Mashiach are all part of a broader holistic process. And what is that process? That process is the revelation of Torah. If we look at the narrative of Avram, Moshe, and Mashiach, what is their relationship to the donkey? Avram himself doesn't ride on the donkey. Instead, he puts the instruments, the tools that he's going to use for the Akedah, the wood and the knife on the donkey's back. Moshe also does not himself ride on the donkey, but rather he puts his wife and children on the donkey while he goes by foot on the way to Mitzrayim. But finally, Mashiach, he rides on the donkey itself. So what does this symbolize? The Rebbe says that this symbolizes three stages in the revelation of the project of Torah. The Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah tells us that Avraham Avinu inaugurates the Alpayim Torah. He inaugurates the two millennia of Torah. Moshe, we know, is the one who gives the Torah at Har Sinai. And Mashiach is the Tachlis. Mashiach is the ultimate expression of what Torah is all about. What does this mean? So the Rebbe now tells us that Chamor, the donkey, does not necessarily refer to a physical donkey. Meaning, of course, in the relevant narratives, there was a physical donkey. But symbolically speaking, Chamor refers to Choymer. As the Baal Shem Tov taught us, Chamor refers to materiality, physicality. And this whole drama of it being the same donkey with Avram, Moshe, and Mashiach is all about Torah's relationship to the physical world. Avram inaugurates Torah in the world. And that means that the Torah uplifted spiritual teachings begin to have a relationship with physicality. However, they do not themselves permeate physicality. Physicality is a tool which is used for further spiritual ends, but the physical world itself does not become sanctified. And that explains why it is that Avram's tools go on the donkey's back. The donkey, the chamor, transmits Avram's tools. Avraham uses physicality as a tool towards spirituality, but this physicality itself is not transformed. Moshe has his wife and children ride on the donkey. And that means that the physical world itself begins to be transformed by spirituality. Spirituality can now suffuse the physical world. And the Rebbe explains that archetypally, the wife and children refer to the parts of the human psyche which are more related to the world, which are more worldly. So now, after Matan Torah, those things can be uplifted and transformed. Finally, Mashiach riding on the donkey symbolizes that the whole person, including their loftiest spiritual self, is uplifted by engagement with the physical world. The Rebbe says, symbolically speaking, a donkey symbolizes that which takes a person and brings them to where they cannot go. A person does not have the same physical stamina as a donkey, and a person cannot traverse the same difficult terrain that a donkey can. When you ride on a donkey, however, you're able to go to places where you yourself could not go. So in a similar fashion, the donkey symbolizes that which transmits us to places that we ourselves could not go. And we see this is a process which takes place from Avraham to Moshe to Yemais HaMashiach. And the idea is that Mashiach is all about engaging in the physical world and perceiving the spirituality, perceiving the godliness, the divinity, the loftiness that is inherent within the physical world. With this, the Rebbe explains that teaching in Sanhedrin, which tries to understand the apparent contradiction between the Pasuk in Daniel, which says that Mashiach will arrive on a cloud, and the Pasuk in Zechariah, which says that Mashiach will ride on a donkey. The Rebbe interprets the terms Zachu and Loi Zachu, if the Jews are meritorious or if they are not meritorious, not as speaking in punitive terms, but rather the Rebbe reads the word Zachu, Milshein Zach, from the word purified, meaning to say that if the Jewish people engage in the realm of Zachu, if they engage only in the realm of purity, meaning only in the realm of Torah and Tefillah, then the way that Mashiach will manifest to them is via a cloud. And the cloud symbolizes a revelation which comes from above. A revelation where you're experiencing godliness in a very sweet, pleasant, effortless way. But nonetheless, says the Rebbe, that's a lower mode of revelation than is the donkey. And how do you get to the revelation of the donkey? That's through loy zachu, by engaging in the things which are not zach, which are not pure, which are not luminescent, by engaging in the physical, lowly things of this world. And then Mashiach manifests through the chamor, Mashiach manifests through physicality. And that's what Yaakov was saying when he said, Vayehi li shor v'chamor. I have had an ox and a donkey. The shor symbolizes the Pasuk in Mishlei, which teaches us, Be'ein alofim evus bar, v'rav tvues b'keach shor. In the absence of oxen, if you don't engage in the physical world, then your trough will be clean, everything will be clean, but there is much power, there is much grain can be produced through the power of the ox. Specifically by engaging in the physical world, do we encounter ultimate reality, do we encounter the highest spiritual ranks? And that explains then what it means that Mashiach rides upon a donkey. That only through engaging in the physical world, and only through trying to extract the purity, trying to extract and demonstrate the beauty that exists within the physical world, that exists in the body, instead of running away from the body and the physical world, do we encounter and reveal the greatest revelations of Mashiach.